Rebel Force Alliance podcast about Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. My name, as always, is Adnar, and I'm joined today by my two wonderful co-hosts. We got Dave over there. Dave, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm splendid, actually. About 2 minutes before the show started, I unlocked Ray.
Oh, Scav Ray?
Yes, Scavenger Ray. I'm working my way up.
Good. I'm glad you got her just in time for her not to be good anymore.
I know.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know. I got PT Ray, and I'm missing one thing. I got her up to gear 10 already and threw Zeta on her and all that fun jazz, but...
Yeah, that days is helpful.
So yeah, no, I'm happy I got her so I can actually do something in the raid.
Yeah, she's still good. She's still good.
Yeah. I can actually put some numbers towards the Sith raid. But that other random annoying ass voice that you hear is Coleman. Coleman, how you doing, bud?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. It's been quite interesting this week, so I'm not in the doghouse yet.
Yeah, there's been a lot of, how do I put this, torch wielding going on this week. And we kind of expected it, though, with the raid nerfs.
A little bit. You mean the nerf?
The nerd rafes.
The nerd rafes.
The nerd rafes.
The nerd rafes.
We were going over our topics, and Ednar happened to spill out nerd rapes. So that's what we're calling it.
Yes, these are not raid nerfs; they're nerd rapes. Yeah, I mean, everyone knew it was coming.
Yep.
But everyone also knew that the fan base would, the nerds would be up in arms about the nerd rape.
As they always are with every nerd rape.
So, I guess. We'll just jump right into the the nerfs. So let's see here. Let me pull this up. Basically, here's the big thing. Expose got nerfed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Expose got nerfed. So all right, there were some other changes that happened. We'll go through those afterwards. But the big one is Expose. The damage was reduced. Expose debuff raid boss damage reduced to 0.02% max health. From 0.04%. So it was essentially almost like a 50% decrease in damage just for the expose.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a lot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, granted,
I mean, it was expected to.
It was expected to be a lot. I didn't expect a 50% decrease. I'm not surprised I saw a 50% decrease. But I guess I've never used her in the raid because I just unlocked her, but mm-hmm. Coleman, you're running heroic still.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's Siren.
Yes.
Hey!
On cue. There it is.
Perfect.
So, all right, Dave, you've also been running the heroic raid.
Yeah.
How have you noticed the exposed nerf, or have you dealt with the change?
Since not yet.
On in live? Okay.
We just put a raid live like 2 hours ago, and I do phase two, so it's not to phase two yet. So I haven't gone. No, well, I just like that phase better. I just for some reason I enjoy Zion more than Nihilus.
I hate Nihilus.
But I probably have to go in and I'll probably do phase one runs, but I probably won't use my Jedi training raid team until phase two. So
yeah,
I won't really see how she does until then.
If you're looking for big damage, how's your Magma Trooper?
No, my Magma Trooper is not where he should be. The rest of them are great, but he is not.
Or well, not where he needs to be.
Well, he's like gear 8. Though that's not gonna work.
I think majority of people, Magma Trooper has always been off to the side, like, okay, he's gear 8, level 53, whatever.
Yeah.
But he's also a horrible character to gear up. Like even if you on him part time, he's brutal as shit to gear up.
Yeah, but he's worth it now. He puts in work during that, especially phase one.
with the trooper team.
Yeah, the Thrawn trooper team. If you're looking for big damage and want to save your JTR for phase two, throw Thrawn and troopers in with magma and you can get 3 mil damage. So.
Yeah, I probably... Well, I mean, the thing is there's always so many different people here.
But... I know. But yeah, so you're running your first heroic post-nerf?
Right, like right now, yeah. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I wish all the best of luck.
It's a Sunday night, so not too many people have like gotten into fight yet.
Yeah, it's good. In all honesty, it's not too bad.
Yeah, I think we have enough to get through it. I think it's just a matter of, you know, feeling our way through and people not taking too many substandard runs. So
yeah. Well, it's all about getting this new feel. And once you get the feel of it, the next heroic one you do will fly by.
So yeah, so you haven't really noticed anything? I mean you've obviously probably have noticed it with the nerf to JTR.
Yeah, so we've done two heroic raids post nerf. We kind of waited until the nerf happened that day, because it was our raid day anyway for the Sith Triumvirate. We waited till the nerf happened, went in, and it was okay. We noticed the 20% damage reduction for JTR teams, but it wasn't a huge deal. I was surprised. It caught me off guard, because like, I was having a really good run with JTR. I was going. I was like, yeah, this is like a good 3-4 mil run. Turned it in, and it was 700k. I was like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Hey, I mean, sometimes you just gotta get good.
Yeah. I thought I was having a good run. I guess, you know, it's not good anymore. I gotta have a terrific run.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're seeing about, like, obviously the overall damage from a JTR team is not going to go down 50%. Just no. Because of the exposed nerf. But, I mean, no. I think you said it was probably around 20 to 25% less.
Yeah, but and given my JTR is not the best in the world, yeah. So.
But you got to think 20 to 25% less JTR is still twice as good as any other team out there.
Oh yeah,
which is a problem still in itself that you have that bit. Like that. I mean, if you guys didn't, if your guild didn't have 45-50 JTR teams, essentially.
Yeah, we now have, now with the JTR but just passed, we now have 50. So.
Yeah, if you didn't have, let's say you had 20, could you still beat the heroic with only 20?
It would depend on how your other teams look.
Yeah, it's like, if you don't have 30 to 40 JTR teams, you have zero shot at heroic.
Yeah, you would essentially need 50 Zeta Beers and Thrawns, I would think.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, part of me had hoped that they would have nerfed her specifically for this raid. I mean, not saying I wish it would be harder for everyone. I just don't like the fact that it's like, okay, you have to have this one character. No, if you don't have this one character, your guild's not going to progress.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, what is, I haven't watched a video on it yet, but have you guys watched the Chex Mix video from McMull?
God, no, I have not.
Yeah, I haven't at the time. I keep forgetting about it.
Wait, I forget the point of it, though. It's just to get Han to go a lot, right?
I think so, yeah.
It makes sense. And it works. It does work. From the video, it looks like it works. I mean, I think we're probably going to try it in this current raid. I mean, it's good. I think that's the thing, right? You're just going to need a bunch of... Over the next week, now that... like, because I think because of the way it fell, right? Like, some guilds haven't done one yet. So, because they were finishing one that day. Like, I know in our case, we were finishing one the day that it dropped. So then, like, we just kicked it off today. And I think that's probably the case with some other, like, a bunch of guilds who were the opposite of what you guys did, which was, like, desperately trying to finish before the nerf came in. So, like, I bet you'd see over the next handful of days, certainly by, like, next show people having an opportunity to, like, people were already theory crafting, but that kind of got stunted because once people found the Stormtrooper Han team, like, you don't theory craft for that phase anymore, right? Because you just know, like, all right, I'm just going to dump this cheese team in there and, you know, four or five guys are going to be able to clear it. And, like, people weren't really using the headspace they typically would because, you know, why would you if you've got that type of a team available? So now that that team's not available, I think we'll see more people figure out, like, really good teams for Phase 3 and things like that that they haven't really had to worry about up until right now. So, you know, the next week should be pretty interesting from a theorycraft perspective as people, like, start to dig in and figure out what works really well and what doesn't. I'm excited to see what comes out of it, at least see what people start to come up with.
I unfortunately found out that troopers do not work as well as they should in Phase 3, so I use them in Phase 1 and 2.
Okay. Yeah, they like die too fast, I guess.
Yeah, they just don't deal out as much damage as I thought they would in Phase 3. You know, I get a lot higher damage percentages in Phase 1 and Phase 2. Like, Phase 1, I'll get around, like, I can equal up around, like, I think 3-4%.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Phase 2, you know, it's an easy, like, 1.5, 2 mil. And then Phase 3, it's like 500k. I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know a lot of people are relying on the Stormtrooper Han bug for Phase 4.
Yep.
That has basically gone away from what I've been told. Like, that's gone.
Yeah, and I love that. I love that they took that away, because I feel like that was definitely a bug. That's something they need to fix.
Yeah.
And that's definitely not the way it's intended.
Because, all right, so everyone's, before the nerfs, everyone was just like, oh, just use the Stormtrooper Han team for Phase 4. What other teams for Phase 4 are you hearing about?
I'm hearing a lot of Night Sisters, I think, and then there's kind of a new one out there. That equals the CLS cheese. Yeah, with Newt Zombie and Acolyte.
Oh, okay.
So I heard that one works pretty well.
Newt Zombie and Acolyte.
Newt Zombie, Acolyte, and Leia. I think those are the essential four in that team.
Okay, so you basically just keep them stealthed, so they can only attack the zombie who just keeps coming back to life.
Yep.
Okay, now the problem with that is having a 7-star
zombie
is not.
Yeah, and I think the point is too, though, you have to have a Zeta Leia.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's. So she doesn't die. Yeah.
Well, so the whole team doesn't die, really. I think her Zeta somehow heals up the other players.
God, it's been so long.
I know. I'm not familiar with Leia because she's a rebel.
I mean,
well, her Zeta just gives her protection back on, like, every attack.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, no. And she has 100% heal chance.
Hmm.
So, 100% chance to heal, and whenever she attacks, she recovers 5% protection. So, she's probably not dying, but it doesn't really do anything for everyone else.
Yeah.
So.
I know it kind of works, though. It gets you a good chunk of damage.
I mean, I'm even hearing Ewoks.
I've kind of heard that, too. I don't want to admit it, but...
Like, it was a Chirpa lead?
As I'm sitting here running through indoor escalation with troopers murdering them all.
Like, yeah, it was a Chirpa lead. God, who else was it? Somebody posted it. But you could use Fulcrum Ahsoka in the team as well.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'll have to take a peek at that. And I've also heard that Phoenix are kind of making a comeback. If you have the Zeta on, was it Sabine and Ezra?
Yeah. They can do like 2 million, I think, or something like that.
In phase,
okay, you
is
see,
it phase
I don't
two?
Have, I don't have to say it on Ezra.
Yeah,
that's why.
I mean, it looks like if you've got enough. So the beauty of these teams is they don't overlap, right? So if you use the Chex Mix team to get through phase three, right? And everybody, most, I think almost everybody should be able to at this point. I mean, if you're at this point, you don't have like Zeta Han and Zeta CLS and that stuff.
And you don't have Death Trooper.
You're like doing it very wrong. But if you have those three characters, and you have that team, like everyone should be able to at least do that team. So that's good. Mm-hmm. Now you're losing Death Trooper from your. If you do that, you're losing Death Trooper from your Trooper team. But if you have enough JTRs and you should be able to get through, and you have this, and you have some people with Phoenix, like I'd say, like in another month, people are going to have all these teams to where the heroic really won't be a problem. But by then, we'll probably have like a super team that's available, I would imagine. But there are enough options out there, I think, to squeak your way through if you're in a guild. You know, again, this probably screwed over a lot of the like lower-ish guilds that were doing it, like the ones that were right on the cusp of being able to do it were able to do it because of Han. Like, you're now going to need to hope that you've got people that have zated 16, 17, 18 different characters, because otherwise you're just not going to have the right team builds. Like, that Phoenix thing, it's great, but like, you know, I've faced plenty of teams in Territory Wars, or at least plenty of guilds at this point in Territory Wars that had an entire section of well-geared Phoenix. So, like, those guilds are probably fine, because that's, you know, that if you have, you know, that's 50 million damage if you've got half your guild with decent enough Phoenix. And it's not like Sabine and Ezra Zetas are, like, you know, I think people are hitting, like, a Zeta saturation point right now where they can put Zetas on those characters and not feel terrible about it. So, it's just a matter.
I still feel terrible about it.
Yeah, I know, because you hate everything that's not Dark Side, but there is. We have, I think, officially. I'm sitting on three right now, and there's no character I have to Zeta. So it's like, because I've already Zeta'd Palp's lead, and it's like, all right, well, I could Zeta Sabine and Ezra if I wanted to, and I'd still have an extra Zeta available to Zeta someone else. So I think people are slowly starting to hit a point where they have like extra Zetas to mess with, and there are options out there. It's just a matter of, you know, hoping you have enough people that have put time and effort into these certain characters in your guild. Those that do are going to be in okay shape, and those that won't are going to need another month or two.
Yeah. The Ewok team, I just looked it up, by the way, is a Chirpa lead, and then you have Wicket, Low Gray, Ewok Scout, Ewok Elder, but you can replace Wicket with Fulcrum Ahsoka, and you should be able to do at least 1% damage in Heroic on Phase 2 with that team.
Which is still pretty good.
Yeah, which is still pretty good, and those are characters a lot of people have, outside Wicket, but a lot of people have Fulcrum Ahsoka. And it only requires one Zeta, and that's on Chirpa.
Because a lot of people got fooled in Fulcrum Ahsoka.
Yep.
I guess you don't need Fulcrum Zeta.
It doesn't have it listed here, but I mean,
it probably
you
helps.
Probably they don't. Yeah, it probably helps. The team you were talking about, the CLS Rebel team, that's a team a lot of people can probably actually put together for Phase 3 with Death Trooper.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but definitely. If you're curious about it, check out McMull's video on it. It's called Chex Mix Team.
Yeah. Yeah, go out, check out McMull's video. He'll enjoy the plug.
Mm-hmm. He'll laugh. He'll make fun of us for it. So.
Yes, he will. I'll probably say it wrong, so I'm just going to call it McMull's video, and I'm not going to say the actual name of the video.
Chex Mix?
Chex Mix. I'll say
there you
it,
go.
I'll say it funny to him, and then he'll be like, ha-ha, and no, you can't, you know, pronounce words. Piss off.
We all know this, so...
Now, healers. I'm getting a lot of questions from people about healers.
Oh, really?
In this raid.
Interesting.
Like, because a lot of people...
Some of the questions.
Like, well, all right. What healers are actually worth a damn in this raid?
Barriss.
Okay. Chirrut is
Because Jawa engineer.
Jawa engineer.
Chirrut's not a healer.
He's not classified as a healer, but everyone sticks him in as a healer.
Yeah. Well, he's in the Chex Mix team.
Yeah, he's in the Chex Mix
attacker, team. So you're not getting the bonuses in phase three from a standalone from him. As a healer, so.
Mm-hmm.
I would think Ewok Elder is a really good healer because he can revive.
I wonder if anybody really has experimented. Is Cholo technically a healer?
No.
I know he has a revive. It's just
he's a support character.
He's just a support. Okay.
He does heal though.
Yeah, he does heal.
Yeah. Tusken Shaman would not be a good one. I'm just going down a list of healers, really.
Okay, yeah, Tusken Shaman's not. So another way because to go, CG. Another game mode where Tusken Raider is useless.
Well, Tusken Shaman depends on debuffs for its healing on the enemy team. So depending on how many enemies are debuffed, that's how much you heal for. But since you can't land that many debuffs, it's kind of useless.
Okay, fair enough.
Old Daka. Obviously, Night Sister team, really good with Night Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Talia, also, really good with Night Sisters. She can cleanse.
But you wouldn't really have her in there instead of Old Daka.
No, but I think I would have her in there instead of Acolyte.
Okay.
Luminara, obviously, if you can work out some kind of Jedi team, which, in my opinion, I think might be really good in this raid, actually.
Yeah, Jedi's one that stuck out to me that hasn't been figured out yet.
Yeah, I definitely think it's Zeta, Qui-Gon, Grandmaster Yoda, Zeta.
Hoda, at some point, would probably fit into a team.
Yeah.
He is. He's in one that already does well. It's the Akbar Leia team with him and Zaris, and then you just use the abilities that aren't attacks. Over and over and over again, you try to get Leia to assist as much as possible due to Akbar's lead, and can do a decent amount of damage. You can get your 1% with that in phase two, if you're literally trying to add stuff up, 2%.
You know, I almost wonder for the Jedi team if it would be Zeta Qui-Gon, Zeta Grandmaster Yoda, Anakin, who else? Luminara, and is that four?
Yeah, would Ahsoka fit in there? Because she works well with Anakin.
Yeah, I was almost wondering, though, if Plo Koon would work.
I seriously know nothing of Plo Koon's kit.
His basic is to dispel a random positive effect with a 50% chance to dispel all positive status effects instead. If an effect is dispelled, Plo Koon gains defense up for 3 turns. Special defense, 70% chance to inflict offense down for 3 turns. Then his third special, all allies gain defense up for 4 turns. Clone and Jedi allies gain 50% turn meter, and other allies gain half that amount. Okay. This leader is just a leader. You can't beat the Zeta Qui-Gon for Jedi.
No. Huh. That'd be interesting. Another team I thought about, and probably it's just too underwhelming, is the clones.
I gotta try them. I'm not sure how they do.
I mean, they heal themselves with their attacks. I mean, they don't rely on debuffs, really.
Yeah.
They just have to be able to crit.
Yeah, I mean, you could give them a try. Mine aren't that good of shape, so.
Oh, neither are mine.
Dave.
Mine are good. Yeah, mine are good.
You can get back to us with a report.
I will do that. I think they probably are going to stink, but.
Yeah, me too.
I can try it. I bet it's not going to go.
It
too
wouldn't
well.
Hurt to try.
Yeah, their damage kind of stinks, and like realistically, like I think they got overblown, because certainly that team in the HAT was really really good, But that was mostly Leia, and you know, the fact that they could go so much, but like they don't, they're not gonna, their health pools are little except for fives, and they're gonna die so fast. Like Cody, you breathe in his general direction and he's dead. So, and then that team's useless. It's just like they're so underwhelming. They need like a rework, so that they're actually relevant at some point. Because like that, they're kind of a fun faction to use. But it's, yeah. I mean, I'm happy to give it a try when I'm just throwing like crap at Phase 4, which is inevitably going to happen. But I don't think they're going to be very good.
We'll see.
Hey, if anybody could have made them work, it would be McMull, right? Let's be real. So yeah. Like, if there was some like secret sauce to having clone troopers be legit in this raid, I'm sure he would have already figured that out. But you know, who knows?
The other thing I was actually contemplating, which might not be bad to help their survivability of the clones, is, as stupid as this sounds, is not have Cody in the lead, but have Kenobi in the lead. And the reason I say that is because every time they use a special ability, attackers gain advantage, or the supports get stealth, and stealth, they are not taking as much damage, possibly? I don't know. It's just, you know, spitballing to make this team actually decent. So Echo and Rex would be the only ones who would get stealth, and then Clone Sergeant and Cody would get advantage, and Vives would get taunt, actually.
I mean, it could work. Everything's worth a shot, especially right now.
Yeah, I mean, the extra health, extra defense, they lose the ability to gain protection back. But that's really about it.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, it's not terrible.
Maybe. I just think that clones do no damage. That's the only problem. Like, even with advantage, they don't hit hard.
Yeah.
They really, I think the other thing too is like we became very comfortable with the fact that they would crit all the time, right? Because of the buff they got from Cody. But once that goes away, their crit chances aren't great. You're gonna have to pump them full of that just to get them to do any damage.
Which I think, and that's why the Princess Zodi works so well.
Well, yeah, because they were critting every single time, and
they got that crit chance up from her.
Leia does a ton of damage. Yeah, plus with crit chance up, I mean, you were talking about someone like, you know, Clone Sergeant would crit every single time. Like you have him effectively at 100% crit chance. But you're just not going to be able to duplicate that without Cody lead. And like, you know, I just think until there's like some rework or some new character that synergizes with them that maybe gets introduced into the game at some point that maybe they're based on, maybe if he's ever introduced, maybe, then maybe it'll be good. But until then,
I mean, are you talking about the most requested character not named Jedi Luke that people want in the game?
Possibly? Is that the most requested one?
Now it is. Outside,
who was it?
Jango.
Oh,
Jango is probably one of the most requested characters outside of obviously Jedi Luke.
Yeah,
no one cares about Jedi Luke. We don't want to see another Luke. It's too soon.
I'm actually not super like crazy to see Jedi Luke. I'm sure he's coming later this year, but I'm not like crazy. To your point, a couple weeks, was it last week? I guess you were talking about Scoundrels, right? Like, I just think. You know, Scoundrels, and like Jango's cool because you could also give him synergy with clone troopers. I mean, if you wanted to, just because, I mean, technically, right? I mean, that's why who they are.
He is the clone trooper.
but yeah. So the other thing too is like, you know, again, any of these characters that come in, and if Jango's one of them, or if whatever, we get any other Scoundrels or any other rebels or whatever, they're all going to come in as probably right as like not legendary, right? They're probably all going to come in as marquee, and then you're going to have to wait. You have to wait 3 months to use them anyway, unless you buy them. So that's not going to help everybody as much as it would say help just, you know, so those that are going to spend the money. So
I think Django would be, could be the only one they could possibly get away with as legendary, but even that's stretching it a little.
Yeah, I don't really think he's that legendary character. I don't even, I mean, I know people want him in the game just because he's fun and he looks cool, but I don't really know if he's that. He's, he doesn't really carry that type of cachet, I think, in, with Star Wars fans that you would want, like, a legendary character to carry. So, next legendary. I mean, there, how many legendaries are even left? Like, normal Chewbacca? They haven't put him in the game yet.
C-3PO? I can't see. Yeah. I mean, how can they not have C? He's the only one of the, you know, the original films that, outside of Chewie, that is a major character that is not in the game.
That would be the third droid legendary character if they did that.
I mean, a droid saves the movie every time. A droid is, like, in charge of saving the lives and being the...
But C-3PO never really actually did much.
Yeah, and the Ewoks saved everybody, technically, also.
And on C-3PO's orders.
Did he order them? I don't think he ordered them.
But he prevented them from killing them.
He still didn't do anything.
They might have still saved the universe, but they would have done it on a full stomach full of rebels.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, C-3PO saved the...
rebels.
Saved the rebels, who then in turn saved the universe. So, C-3PO.
Because of the Ewoks.
Yes.
Yes, totally.
But yeah, no, Django would probably be the only one I could see them giving a legendary event to, and I doubt they even do that, if we even get him. I mean, there's so many scoundrels, and there's so many rebels, and so many characters that people want in this game. It's insane. And
I know.
A new movie coming out.
I want Padme.
Yeah, Padme's not in the game. A lot of people want her. People want Jar Jar. Don't shoot me, but people do. People actually do want Jar Jar. God, who else? There's a whole slew of them still from the Last Jedi that we haven't gotten yet.
On a side note,
Hondo,
I'm going through the game right now, and I just realized Magna Guard is in the guild store.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, I still won't buy shards of Hibs.
Oh, I am.
No. I'm letting the good old Bronzium Pax build up my shards for him.
Hey, look. When the day comes Grievous gets his rework, Magna Guard's going to be right there with him.
Yeah.
Magna Guard. He's a surprisingly beefy character.
Yeah. Damn it. Oh, I'm an idiot.
What'd you do? Just say that then?
I'm starting to gear him up in Gear 7 to Gear 8. There's a Carbonte.
And you just wasted a Carbonte.
Yep.
You deserve it. You deserve the hell that is dealing with the Carbonte on your Magma Guard.
I hate you.
Not as much as everyone else who needs a Carbonte hates you right now. Alright, so back to the raid. So
what's this raid you speak of?
The Sith raid. So on top of the exposed nerf that happened, and then nerf to a bunch of characters, we're just calling it the Stormtrooper Han nerf, they actually like helped us out. So they kind of nerfed it in our advantage. So in phase one, Nihilus health was reduced by 5% across the board. Yay. Mm-hmm. When enraged, phase 3 and phase 4, Treya now dispels all buffs from all enemies and applies buff immunity for the rest of the encounter, can't be resisted or dispelled. I don't know what it was before that. Is that a whole new ability?
What was it?
So, when enraged, P3 and P4, Darth Treya now dispels all buffs from all enemies and applies buff immunity for the rest of the encounter. Can't be resisted or dispelled.
That's new in order to prevent Stormtrooper Han from doing his thing.
Yeah.
That was straight up. Okay. Let's see what else. That's really all they have. So really, they just nerfed the health of Nihilus to make up for the nerf to expose.
But not that much.
No, 5% is not that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was really just a Jedi Rey thing. Which, I do kind of think that the Rey thing, like, the more I thought about it, I do understand why they did it. I don't think it was necessary, per se. Like, the raid probably would have functioned at the right difficulty level without them doing that. But I do kind of under, if they really do mean that they did it, not to make the raid harder, but to balance the scoring out better, I guess I can get that. But now that everybody, the other thing though, I mean, everyone has her now, so really it can't be about balancing the scoring out. It really had to just be because they felt like she was doing too much damage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, I mean, like, just, like, playtest your raid a little bit more, but whatever.
Yeah.
And they had to know that already. I mean, it's just like, it's obvious that she's going to do a lot. You do one run with her, and the first time you did the raid, and you're like, oh, wow, this is going to work really well. Like, they had to have known that, so, I don't know. I think that's why people are pissed, because it just seems unnecessary. It just seems unnecessary. And just like not exactly the best thing to do for your player base after, you know, obviously they find this loophole that like everyone knew was coming. And like now you're like, all right, well, not only are we going to get rid of the loophole, but we're going to take the best legitimate team and, you know, reduce its damage down to where it might mean some guilds can't do the raid now. So I don't know. People get over it, but.
They'll get over it, but a lot of people are.
Upset.
Yeah.
I think rightfully so.
But understandably so, yeah.
I get it. Especially like those free-to-play players that went all in on Rey, thinking, okay, I'm going to get my Rey team and ignore everything else. And then it's like, okay, now they're nerfing. Now, granted, she's still better than every other team, but now you're just, you contribute less to your guild. If you're that free-to-play player. And there's probably a lot of them out there that went all in on the Rey team and not really doing much of anything else with as far as other teams go, and then this happens, and now they just get deflated. So, but it had to be done. It was going to get out of control eventually, because you know Expose is not going to go away, and the next raid that comes out, they're going to have to deal with the same thing, and...
Yep.
So the wheel goes round and round and round.
Mm-hmm. So those are the changes they made to the raid, the nerfs that they came... Nerfs and buffs that they came out with. Along with this, they also brought back two legendary events at the same time, and that is Rey's Hero's Journey and the BB-8 Pieces and Plans legendary events.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They gave us 3 days to get that, to get ready for that, which was a bit odd.
Yeah.
Well, in reality, you know, since JTR came out, people have been, whoever didn't get her, they've been preparing on the side for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So.
They should have been. But then they also throw in the, okay, well, we're also going to be doing this Sith Trooper rework. So if you don't have Sith Trooper, now you also need him. And to only do it, what was it, like 3 months after the last one?
It was a little soon.
Yeah, it was a little soon. And honestly, giving us 3 days' notice, I think they just panicked and threw us Rey.
I think it was a last-minute decision.
Like, they're just like, okay, people need to have Rey to do this raid. We can't wait another month to 2 months to release Rey's Hero's Journey again. What excuse can we use to bring this out? Like, I know, the digital release of The Last Jedi. Here you go, that's in 3 days. Like,
yeah.
It seemed rushed.
I still feel like they had to have known that Ray was going to be important to this, and it shouldn't have come as such a surprise. I just feel like they keep doing this to themselves, PR-wise, where they, and then they keep saying, oh, we're trying to get better and be more forthright and make sure you guys know what's coming more effectively. We're trying our hardest. And then they don't get any better at it. And then they just still do the same thing. So it's just, it sounds like they just need to figure out like what they're going to, like, it's not like you can't bring these things up out of nowhere. You totally, I mean, they can do whatever they want, but it's just, it's like the same thing over and over and over. It's like a broken record sometimes. I feel like they just need to like get better. Just like decide, like, just get better at that. It's like the one big thing they don't do well is communicate. They keep saying it and then they keep not doing it. So it's like, at what point are you just going to communicate a little bit better? Just to like, you know, even if it's just a week, right? I think a week people would have been like, oh, well, whatever. But at least it's a week. Like 3 days is real, real quick if people weren't ready or had thought that they were going to have more time or 2 weeks to prepare or whatever it was. So I don't know.
Yeah, and no, like, people were expecting, like, oh, if they panicked and did this, then maybe we'll get a day of double drops or something like that.
Right, right, and they didn't bring the packs back either, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, they brought back one of the packs, but it's one of those $29.99, get 50 shards of Vet Han and Vet Chewy, if you haven't purchased it before. So, but those, both of those are back, so go out, get your stuff. Now, you had mentioned the lack of communication, and this brought on, see, this is what we call a segue.
Yes.
The lack of communication brought on a rather out of nowhere SWGOH Q&A with the producers. That actually happened last night. Now, the producers that were in there was Carrie G. She's the senior producer. Nick Reinhardt, the live producer, and Eric Larson, player lifecycle producer. And they were doing a Q&A on the forums over at StarWarsGalaxyOfHeroes.com. And where they were just trying to answer as many possible questions they got. And a lot of the questions were just crap questions. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
People just ask the stupidest things on these Q&As.
And a lot of them just ask the same thing over and over again. Yeah, they didn't bother reading.
Question one. Is Territory Wars on the verge of going away? No.
No.
Stupid question. Waste of time.
Way to waste a question.
Like, that's what they lob to you as your opening question. You're like, oh, you're going to get rid of this? Well, no, we're not going to. Then there were some really good questions.
I think my biggest concern is where did you hear Territory Wars is going away?
Yeah, my guess, Reddit.
No, I don't think anybody said that. I think maybe it's one of those things where they're wondering, like, with all the new content, like, was this planned to just be a temporary thing? I'm grasping at straws here. It's a terrible question. So I don't, whatever.
Now, there were some good questions asked that got the typical corporation BS responses, really.
Yeah.
Like, let's see here. Are 7-dot mods and level caps increase coming? They get into a whole thing, and eventually they're like, not in the very near term, but eventually there will be. So, not right now, but anything over 6 months, probably. Okay.
You know what? I don't even think it's 6 months. They do this all the time. It's not 6 months. They're not waiting 6 months for that. No way. No way.
But
I'm going on the record right now and saying they'll be here before the summer.
I say August.
I'm going to go, just to spite, I'm going to Price is Right rules. I'm going to go September 1st.
Is there a certain time you want to say too?
Anytime after you.
So you only get August. What's summer? Summer's June 21st, right? Yeah. Officially?
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to say we get them before June 21st, that we have upgraded mods by then.
I will say August 4th at, let me see, what is 3 p.m. normally, like 8 p.m. for Central Time?
Yeah,
something like that. And 9 p.m. for East Coast, so whatever, you know, around that time.
Okay, there you go. Somebody so record 3
PM,
this.
3 p.m. my time. April 4th? First? No, August. August.
Yeah,
sorry.
August. I'm like, somebody August. Record this because we will forget about this by next week.
Oh, wait, we're recording it.
Yeah. So, and then you started to get a lot of questions about communication, cadence, stuff like that. And this is where we actually got something that kind of, you know, made sense and kind of was like, hey, this is coming. They said that in the next couple weeks they are going to be releasing something about the cadence of all characters. Legendary events, marquee event characters, stuff like that for clarification for everyone. So they haven't quite gotten the cadence down to being, you know, understandable by any human being alive.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to release something on it. So you have that to look forward to.
That's good to know.
They did shoot down. Oh, go ahead.
I think one of the questions too, they also said that there is going to be a road ahead post. One of those ones that I think we all kind of start to salivate a little bit because they normally just have some big info in those. We should get it within 2 weeks. I think they said by early April. So that's good.
Yeah. Thing that sucks is somebody asked any plan for the gear that we have thousands piled up. And they're like, no. Like, you can read the whole response, but at the end, it's like, no, you're stuck with it.
The answer, again, though, was like, it was so, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but that answer seemed so bad. Like, they talked about how because they used to have that, I mean, only the OG people that play this game remember that you could trade gear in. Like,
that was great.
That was gone real early in this game's life.
Unfortunately, a lot of people didn't get to take advantage of it because we were all still low level using that gear.
Really need to trade it in. But the point that they made is that, like, they had it, but it wasn't really used a lot, which, again, is bullshit because it didn't need to be used yet. But then the bigger issue I took with it was their point around people accidentally would sell some gear that they needed, and then that was a bad experience. And I'm like, well, listen, there's going to be bad experiences in games all the time if you're a dummy. And you don't.
We're all dummies at one point.
To what you do, right? Like, in every RPG in the history of the world, or every MOBA or whatever in the history of the world, somebody's accidentally destroyed something they didn't mean to, or crafted something they didn't want to, and they were like, "Oh, I just wasted all that steel, and now I don't have it anymore," and you get pissed off. Like, that has happened.
I did it earlier. Oh, I wasted a Carbonte on Magna Guard.
Right. We've all done that. I've bought the wrong stun gun, like, at least twice.
Oh,
so,
me
like,
too.
Like, this is stuff that definitely happens, and we're all stupid, and we do it eventually. But, like, that's no reason to not have what I think a lot of people would like to have, is a way to, like, use up some of this stuff. Like, what they did with the shard shop was great because it gave people a reason to, like, you know, have their shards and be able to, like, turn those in. And they mentioned that in another question, like, how they're not going to be updating some of the stores, which, you know, I think is good to know now. If people want to spend their currency there, they can spend their currency there. But, like, it really should be the same thing for gear. And, like, give the same terrible return rate, like, we get on our shards, and just let people do it. And you know what? If somebody accidentally turns in Carbontes when they didn't want to, well, you know what? That's their fault for being an idiot. But, like, let us turn in those, like, stupid binocular pieces that we have a billion of that no one uses. Like, it's just like, I think it's a nice gesture to the player base for something people have literally been asking for since they removed it. And, like, yeah, I'm sure you had metrics that at the time said it wasn't useful, but those metrics are so outdated. That's from 2.5 years ago. Like, I think it's fair to say maybe something's changed in your game in 2.5 years. So I don't know. That answer, I didn't like that answer because I just felt like they really had to try to come up with something that didn't sound like we just don't want to, but like it's just they don't want to, which is fine. Just say that. Don't give us some other answer. Just say this isn't what we want to do in our game, so we're not going to. Ha. Oh, I would prefer the honesty. Right, yeah, people can say, oh well, they're the developers. I'd almost prefer the honesty. I don't know, maybe that's just me.
Now, there are a couple of other not minor, but things that they kind of confirmed. They have zero intentions to update the Galactic War store or Arena store.
Yeah.
So, their intention is not to be... they want it to be shard shop currency for players that have exhausted their offerings instead of putting in new characters in there to farm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So don't expect anything coming to the Galactic War store or Arena store anytime soon. They said they are not bringing back the 21-day crystal pack, but it's not by their choice. It was due to factors beyond their control. So probably EA?
I was going to say legal obligation, because that's kind of... if you buy that, it's incentive for you to keep coming back to the game.
Yeah.
So I know there was something... along the line of everyone had to get rid of their login bonus thing for a while.
Okay, that makes more sense. I just, you know, feel like blaming EA for stuff. It seems like the thing to do nowadays. The other thing, and this is heartbreaking to everyone, no sandbox mode. They have no plans to build a practice mode.
Yeah.
So, I know a lot of people wanted that and still want it, but they have... they have no plans to build a practice mode for PvP.
Yeah.
So.
That doesn't surprise me. I mean, I get that. I guess if we have to weigh what we want, I'd rather new content that we can, like, that helps us progress. Or get us new characters or something like that versus just some place we can screw around with characters. If they have to weigh it that way, like, it would be ideal to have something like that, but if it's like that or like a new version of territory battles or a new version of territory wars or another raid, I'm going to choose those other things. So if that's what they're choosing from, then I understand it.
Yeah. Ooh, good question here. Why do I have so much bad RNG in this game? Great question. RNG. Worth it. You know, if you could sit down with the developer of a game. Number one question. Why do I have bad RNG?
Yeah.
Really? Really? That's where you want to go with this? All right. So, I mean, there's a lot more questions than what we went over. A lot more.
But those are the ones that stood out to us, both dumb and good.
Both dumb and good, but there's a lot more. So go on to the forums, check out the Q&A with the producers. Mm-hmm. Happened on March 17th, so... go check that out. It's a pretty good read, except for the stupid questions, but at least you can get a laugh out of them.
Yeah, and they hope to do more of that, too. They said they hope to do more of those. They did acknowledge that they did this one at, like, 11:30 at night on East Coast time. So people were kind of like, hey, thanks for doing this spur of the moment, but everyone's asleep.
On St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that was the other thing. Like, oh, good.
No one on this is sober.
Everyone's asleep or drunk, or at a bar. So, I think they acknowledge maybe they have to do it at a different time. But this goes to what I said earlier about communication. Like, if they should do that like once a month, and they should let people, they should just engage with the community more frequent updates, do things. I just think like two of the best communities going on right now, and I know one of it's the game that I play, the other one's the other game you play, Ednar. Like Overwatch and Fortnite are incredible with the way that they engage with their communities and the way that they've built those two games. And like, not that this needs to be exactly like that. I know those games are very different, but there's a way to do it where your player base feels super engaged and super up to date on what's happening. And like,
oh, well, thanks for including my other game. Yeah.
I haven't played that yet, but is it fun? Cause,
what is it? Monster Hunter World.
It's a ton of fun.
Now, do they have good,
I've spent,
Do they have good developers?
Right? You play with people.
There's too many people talking.
Okay. Dave, you go first.
That's co-op, right? You can play with, like, four people?
Yeah, you can play single or co-op with four people.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Now, one thing that may attribute this to this, Dave, is the lack of communication, is our big communicator that people actively saw in the community was Cozy.
Mm-hmm.
And in this article, they address that Cozy, while she still works for them, is not really working for them. Like, she's not doing what she used to do. Because there's an open community manager position with CG right now. And it appears to have been her spot, but she's still with the company. So that could be one of the reasons that we're not hearing as much, is because the person who we always heard from isn't there. Just something,
I guess that's fine. In all of our jobs, though, if somebody stops doing their job, we can't just be like, well, Bob used to do that, so sorry, you don't get your shipments now. it's like somebody needs to, you know, like, pick up the baton and keep that going. That's like, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, I even saw a while back, I saw a post from Leviathan, and I was like, wait a minute, isn't he part of the one who, if you're breaking or hacking the game, he's the, like, executioner?
Yeah, yeah.
So that was the Q&A that happened, and that's really all the information that we kind of went over, or got this past week. It's a pretty slow news week outside of basically CG putting out fires.
Mm-hmm.
That's essentially what they went through. They did fix the Territory Wars matchmaking algorithm. In their minds, they fixed it, not in, you know, real game.
I mean, we're paired up against someone equal to our level, so...
Yeah, we're only down by 17 million galactic power going in. I mean, it's a close one for us.
I have to look. Let me see. So... my game is booting back up. We'll see what the difference in galactic power is. As it takes an eternity.
How is yours, Dave?
I still have to go in and do my teams. My phone is dead, so I can't check.
Territory War.
Our matchups have always been pretty fair. I think at the very top, it's not as big of a deal. Yeah. It's like when you get a little bit lower, which has been the big problem.
Yeah, like, so we have the galactic power of the guild we're going up against is 100 and just under 118 million.
Yeah, we've always been, you know, some teams have had better rosters, some have not. Some guilds just match up well with other ones depending on, like, what you're heavy and what you're not, so.
Yeah. But they said they fixed that. I mean, I've heard people have gotten better. I've not seen it in ours specifically. But, you know, at least they fixed it. I think there's no other... The bug fixes are basically bleh. They did break Scion's Zeta. But they fixed that, like, that later that day. So, that's
Thank
really...
Thank God.
What was it, like, if somebody attacked him, they weren't getting that debuff on him?
Yeah, they weren't receiving pain. Which is the whole reason you want the Zeta.
Yeah, you need that. Kind of important.
Yeah.
It's really important.
Yeah, kind of the reason that he actually is decent in that team.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, other than that, I mean, I don't have anything else. This is going to be a short one this week.
Yeah, I don't have anything else.
No? Dave, how about yourself?
No.
No, I'm looking forward to getting cracking at this heroic and seeing what teams there are, and hopefully next week we can have a really good theory craft discussion on some of the new teams that are available, and, you know, it should be fun. Yeah, it should be a good week.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, I won't be able to. We're doing tier 6. We're not anywhere remotely close to being ready for heroic in Dathomir. So I have no grandeurs of, hey, we're going to... No, we're not. Just no. So.
Well.
But
you get to, you get to, you get to play with your new Ray all week. So yeah, that's good.
Sounds a little dirty.
You get to know her, you know, take her on a date.
Just wine and dine her first before you
wine
play
and her. Diner, you know.
But wine and dine her before you buy her that Zeta and make the commitment.
Which Zeta do you throw on her? There's one leader. That's the leader. Okay.
Yeah, and
the insight.
I only have one Zeta on me right now, so.
You know, just make sure you want to commit to her before you put that Zeta on her.
Yeah, the one you can wait on is the cleanser one. You don't have to have that on her because realistically, it's bad. It makes her even worse against Pelt, and with R2, which you run her with, like, she's constantly cleansing herself anyway, so it's really not that big of a deal. And plus, she very rarely is, not that she's very rarely debuffed, she does get debuffed, but because she has foresight all the time, she's often dodging things that would debuff her, so it really only ends up being like the health down from Nihilus that sticks against Palp teams, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, so you don't have to do that one. The other two, though, are kind of like insta when you're gonna use her. I wouldn't.
I'm gonna put it on her leader first, and then I have to get the 20 Zetas to get her second one. But I already have the Zeta on BB-8, so.
Oh, that's good then. Yeah, if you already had the one on BB-8, then you're good. Yeah, because that's important. That's really helpful.
So, other than that, I think that's it for us this week.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So, everyone, have fun out there. Kill some Sith. All that fun stuff. I'm gonna go wine and dine my Rey. Maybe take advantage of her a little. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to have time. So, until next time, you guys have a good one.